Okay, this is Randy Christman. I would call the meeting, this meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. And we'll start out, see if there's any comments from our commission chair who is calling in, Commissioner Kalk.
Hey, thank you, Randy. Just appreciate you letting me call in today. Just finished touring the Tioga site where the spill took place. I'll have some more comments about that at our meeting tomorrow, but I should be back in Bismarck by the end of the meeting, so if I happen to drop off, it means I'm just running up the stairs. But thanks for indulging me to call in. I've had a chance to review everything, and so I look forward to our discussion and what I would anticipate a closed session.
Okay. Commissioner Fedorchak?
I have no comments.
And I have no other opening comments either. This meeting concerns the Sierra Club and Dakota Resource Council versus Ken Salazar, United States District Court of North Dakota, civil number 112-CV-065, PSC case number RC-12-676, and Dakota Resource Council versus PSC, United States District Court, civil number 112-CV-064, PSC case number RC-12-677. This matter may be discussed in an executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code Chapter 44-04, including Century Code Sections 44-04-19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of this executive session is for attorney consultation in this litigation. At this time, a motion would be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than in an open meeting. Is there such a motion? And I will make that motion. I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation in these cases currently in litigation, Public Service Commission, Sierra Club, and Dakota Resource Council versus Ken Salazar, civil litigation, United States District Court, civil number 112-CV-065, PSC case number RC-12-676, and Public Service Commission, Dakota Resource Council, and Public Service Commission, civil litigation, United States District Court, civil number 112-CV-064, which is PSC case number RC-12-677.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion on the motion? Darrell, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Kalk.
Aye.
Commissioner Christman.
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchak.
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you, Darrell. The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or any other final action by the commission does occur after it reconvenes in an open session, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during an executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We will now ask the members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room, and I would just state on the record that there are no members of the public in the room. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the meeting at approximately, I would guess, 3:45, unless someone tells me that that's a poor estimate. Okay, we'll go with 3:45, and the minutes will show that the executive session began at 2:42 and was attended by, myself as Public Service Commissioner, Brian Kalk calling in as Commissioner, Commissioner Julie Fedorchak, Daryl Nitschke, our Executive Secretary, Jim Deutsch from our Reclamation Department, Dean Mose from our Reclamation Department, Ryan Norell from Legal, Esther Jangula is keeping our records here. And who is on your end, Paul?
And Paul Seabee, Special Assistant Attorney General and Counsel to the Public Service Commission.
And also Mimi Larson, Special Assistant Attorney General to the Commission.
Okay, and with that, we will stop for a moment and change the tape.